first thing in the morning. The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Ghost Building.
Jerome Need speaking. Yes? Yes, we just completed purchase of the ground this morning. That's right. And in your story, you can say that the building we intend to erect will be the largest and finest in the world. We're calling it the Coast Building. That's right. Not at all. Goodbye. Oh, Miss Carlson, I...
Why, who are you? What are you doing in here?
No, Mr. Need, don't get excited.
Who are you?
You're the head of the construction company of this proposed new Coast Building, are you not?
That's right. Now, look, if you're a reporter, I've already given the story...
I'm not a reporter. I've come here to warn you not to erect that building.
Now, listen, if this is a prank, it's some pretty poor taste.
This is not a prank. It is simply a forecast of death and torture if the present plans go through.
I don't know who you are, nor do I take any stock in your forecast.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong on both counts. My forecast must come true. And you do know me.
Oh. From where?
From the past. It's slight wonder that you don't recognize me after all this time. But one day, Jerome Need, you will remember me all too well. You'll pay me back in full all that you owe me.
Watch yourself. You almost missed that rivet.
I was just thinking.
You ain't supposed to think. You're supposed to catch rivets.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Years from now, when my kid says to me, Pop, what did you have to do with putting up that largest building in the world?
And you'll say what?
I'll say, a guy threw a rivet, and I caught the rivet. Then a guy threw a rivet, and I caught the rivet. Then a guy threw a rivet.
Catch that when it's coming now.
Oh, I didn't see.
Hey, look out. Don't lean over like that. Mike, look out.
Watch out above, we're swinging the girder in.
Hey, boss, look at that lad up there. His back is turned. You don't see the girder.
Hold it.
Stop that crane, quick!
Look out up there!
Watch it, boss!
Look out up! It hit him! It hit him, boss! He's fallen!
Too many dying, that's what. Too many die on this job.
Hey, you got to take chances in this business,
not
Joe.
Not me, I don't. Too many dead men in the foundation of this building now. I got Anna and the kids to think about.
Nah, you're talking screwy. We're safer up here than them guys down on the street. Besides, Anna and them kids got to eat, don't they?
Sure, don't worry. I feed them, but not from this job. I'm going below and quit now. This Coast Building is jinxed.
Okay. Good luck, Joe.
Yeah, so long, kids.
So long, Joe. Hey, watch your step. Joe, hold on!
I thought you weren't coming.
I'm sorry I'm late, Margot.
You know, there's nothing duller than a dedication ceremony. I was beginning to think I'd have to sit through it all alone.
Why, that's a fine thing to say, Margot. But I'm about to introduce you to Robert Lewis, the architect who designed this Coast Building.
Oh, dear.
Well, do you think you'd like to meet Miss Lane after that remark, Bob?
Oh, of course I would. I even agree with his statement. How do you do, Miss Lane?
Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Say, this is a distinguished gathering. Look who's among those present. Our good police commissioner. Hello there, Weston.
Oh, hello, Lamont.
Well.
Hello, Commissioner.
Do you know Bob Lewis?
Yes, glad to see you, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Oh, what brings you here, Commissioner?
Duty. Just duty. These things bore me stiff. You waste half a day listening to an old stuffed shirt like Jerome Need, take a lot of bows, and watch him lay a cornerstone.
Why, Commissioner, is that a nice way to talk about one of our leading citizens?
Leading citizen, my eye. Need is as crooked as a corkscrew. If he didn't hold a high political office, the judge would have thrown the book at him years ago. Yeah. Furthermore,
ladies
if we...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh. Is your friend Mr. Need now? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to dedicate this glorious edifice. Although there were several unavoidable delays in the building's construction...